morning, Lee. It's good to be here, and I appreciate you letting me do this by phone. I'm wearing a dad hat today. I have award ceremony for my daughter and Marion today, and I apologize to the listeners if a bell goes off or we hear a lot of students walking down the hallway.
Well, we've all got those parent things that we have to do, and certainly at the end of the year, those kinds of things heat up. There, you know, May is a busy month with all the end of the year celebrations that happen at all of our area schools. You are wrapping up the spring semester at John A. Logan. How much longer do the students have for classes? Well,
the students start finals on Tuesday, and that'll go through the week, and then we have two graduation ceremonies next week, which is something we're excited about. We decided, committee got together and decided that it was in the best interest of the students to split graduation up over two nights. And it just so happened that when we divided those who were planning to walk down the middle, Thursday night at 7 p.m. in the Brewer Gymnasium will be letters A through K who are graduating, and then the remainder of the alphabet on Friday night at the same time. Exact same ceremony both times, but we just felt like with the size of our gymnasium and with Southern Illinois weather being what it is, it wasn't an option to move the graduation outside. So we made the decision to split it into 2 days like most universities do. Mm-hmm. We split it into 2 days, and that'll allow, we hope, everyone to be able to get into the gym. We still encourage everyone to come early for those events and get there, but it's our hopes that we can fit everybody in the gym for graduation. We'll still have our backup plan where we audio and video feed it into the auditorium, but hopefully we won't have to do that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that goes this year. I know, you know, as far as logistics go, it is good to try to get everyone into the gym. I'm sure for those watching, it'll probably also shorten that ceremony just a bit, and that might be appreciated by some as well.
It will be, and we've always had a relatively speedy ceremony, but I would say about an hour is what we're looking at. So that's the thing. We want the students to get in and get their get awarded their degree, and then let the family celebrate. That's what it's about, celebrating their accomplishments, and we're just we think it's going to be a good thing moving into two nights, and it's one of those things you don't know until you try. We'll see how it goes, but I really think it's going to benefit everybody.
How many graduates, about how many do you have walking in the ceremony this year?
There's generally a few hundred that walk. We'll have 700 or 1,000 graduate each spring, but it's, you know, it's generally in the couple hundred range. A lot of our what we call career technical students, students that are doing the 2-year careers, cosmetology, nursing, automotive, they tend to go through these ceremonies more. But we certainly have students who are doing the baccalaureate transfer who go through as well. But it's a really nice ceremony. We always encourage everybody to go through, and I think you should celebrate every accomplishment along the way. But it's generally it's a few hundred. So we're looking at you know, probably 120 each night going through. So that goes through pretty quickly. So it should be a nice, enjoyable evening. We have a former River Radio employee of yours and someone who's still very involved with what you do with St. Jude's, and Ryan Patrick is our alumnus of the year. And anyone who has ever heard Ryan speak or been around him knows that his speech should be good. And,
yes,
and I don't want to put any undue pressure on him, but I know it will be good. So we're looking forward to that. And it's always nice when we can honor not only someone who's graduated from John A. Logan College and gone on to be successful, but someone who's also doing that still here in Southern Illinois.
Now, after graduation, you know, students get a breather, but I know that things go on at John A. Logan College preparing
sure.
for the summer semester. I assume that enrollment is happening now for that?
We are. We've been registering students since March and April, new and current students for the summer and fall semesters. We just finished bringing in all 11 of our high schools on different days. The seniors, would to give them an opportunity to go through an orientation. We got them registered for summer and or fall, and make a day of it. We feed them breakfast and lunch, and give them shirts, and get their IDs made, and they leave as a college student. And it's something we're really proud of. Our whole staff gets involved with it. We welcome them in, and we even our cosmetology and massage therapy students give their high school guidance counselors who are kind of passing the baton to us. They give massages and manicures and pedicures that day to them while we take care of the students. And it's turned out to be a really, really good thing. And it's one of our ongoing outreach to students, current and future.
What is your enrollment level looking like for the fall? Are you holding pretty steady?
We're holding steady. It's always, with our registration is we'll pick up always in August because we have SIU students who come in, and we have a lot of students, even though we push it that wait till the last minute. But we're hovering right around where we normally do.
Okay. State funding still in question in the state. And I know, in a lot of places there with the universities, especially, there is that out migration happening in Illinois. Things for the college, are they stable at this point financially? Or are you still waiting for some word?
Obviously, 2+ years without a budget is what it is, and it is a crisis. But we are continuing to offer our services. We're continuing to do everything we can on a day in, day out basis to ensure that that we can ride this storm out. And right now, we're hanging in there, but that doesn't release the pressure that this legislature and this governor need to get together and do the job that they've been voted into office to do and constitutionally should in passing the budget. They have not done that. And it's having dire effects on the state that I don't know can be reversed. And it's time to get roll up their sleeves and get it done. And let's ensure, because here's the deal. If students leave Illinois after high school, they're not coming back.
Right.
It's just the fact, and it's a brain drain on the state, and we can't afford to have our best and brightest leave. Illinois is right here in the center of the United States, where we have the second largest city in the country, and we have just abundant resources throughout the state, and we need to be encouraging people to stay here, to grow it, to make it a state that we're all proud to live in for years to come. And it's time to get that done. Yes, we are getting by, but it is hard, and it's getting harder every day.
Past time to get it done. And when those best and brightest leave, then that, we lose our entrepreneurs and we lose our community leaders for decades to come. Steve, I know, you need to get on to this special ceremony for your daughter today. Can you just run down those graduation times one more time for us?
Sure. We're going to be next Thursday, 7 p.m., both in the Brewer Gymnasium. So it's A through K on Thursday. And then the remainder of the alphabet will be on Friday, 7 p.m. again. Same ceremony both times. So just make sure if you have questions, call the college and ask. But we think it's going to be good splitting it into 2 days. So it is next Thursday and next Friday.